This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Love is in the air. So when a couple get together, then this is actually the bonding of two families. And not only is it that, but it is also the bonding of community and society. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, He tells us and He describes to us what marriage exactly is. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And from His signs is that He created for you spouses. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says from His signs is that He created for you spouses. So the fact that two people get together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually a pointer to the unity, the oneness of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. It is a celebration of Tawheed. It is a celebration of the fact that Allah has created us and He is to be worshipped. You see, it all began with Adam alayhi salatu was salam. And then he was joined by Hawa. Why? Because even though he had everything in Jannah, even though he had everything in Jannah, whatever his heart's desire, whatever his heart desired, he had it. But he lacked something. He lacked that sharing, that part of the human being that loves to share. That is what was lacking. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal gave Hawa to him. And subhanAllah, today we can't even say that much and stop. We need to say, and Allah gave Adam to Hawa as well. Allahu Akbar. Why? To keep politically correct. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal gave them each other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the reason. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. So that you may find peace in her. So that you may find peace in her. Serenity, tranquility, ease. You see, the moment you enter your home and you see your spouse, the first reaction should be that your heart is filled with peace, tranquility. No matter what happened out there, no matter how bad the business day went, I see my spouse, my eyes are filled with coolness. And eventually, there will be even more coolness to result when the couple now have children. So this is actually an ayah, a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, elsewhere in the Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal draws our attention to what the purpose of nikah amongst us is. So we know that first and foremost, it is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, it is so that we get to know each other. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. O people, we have created you from male and female. Why? وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. And we made you into tribes and nations so that you may get to know one another. So that you may get to know one another. And how is this primarily? Through nikah. You get to know each other, you marry into different communities, and the ummah is strengthened as a result. The ummah is strengthened as a result. And this is why the primary target for shaitan is the couple, the married couple. When he splits them apart, he has split the unit, the root unit of society. Because not only have two hearts separated, but now two families have separated as well. So people hate each other. There are feelings, emotions that are running high. And this is why shaitan invites people to his throne, the devils, the little demons. And he tells them, what have you achieved? He says, I've done so and so. He says, you haven't done much. What about you? What have you done? I made someone drink alcohol. You haven't done much. What about you? You haven't done much. And then one of them says, I caused a man to separate from his wife. I caused a man to separate from his wife. And he says, anta, 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 you come here. You sit right next to me. Why? Because now you are actually holding prime position, pole position, at the top. you have achieved what I want, disunity, and then we can divide and rule. Once we have divided them, we will conquer. So, the primary goal for us as human beings is to bring people together, to unite the ummah. And I must say, as a reminder to the couple getting together, the basis of your marriage should be your link and your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, when you two are connected based on love or based on infatuation or based on money or based on lineage, then that is of no benefit. Why? Because all of that ends. All of that comes to an end. But when your love is for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, then your love is everlasting, because Allah is everlasting and He never dies. So make the basis of your relationship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do you do that? The best way is to ensure that you pray your salah, perform your salah regularly, 5 times a day. Don't miss that salah, and encourage your spouse to do it as well. In fact, you can lead your spouse in prayer in order to be bonded together with the bond of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you see a problem in a marriage, go back to the salah of the couple. Either there is usually a problem between the two, all of them, both of them don't pray, or they have a problem amongst each other, or they have a problem with their salah such that they are not completing it in the correct manner, or one of them has a problem. So fix that salah, fix your relationship with Allah, and Allah will fix your relationship between you and your spouse. This is not always the case, but it is a remedy for your problems. It is a solution for your problems in your marriage. So this is my primary reminder to the couple getting here together here today, as well as those of us who are already married. When you find a problem in your marriage, go back to your relationship with your maker. Ask yourself, how is your salah? How is your salah? And oftentimes you will find a problem there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to establish that connection with Him, such that we can establish connections with the humanity that He created. One final thing that I must remind the couple today, getting here together here today, is that this is the first day of your marriage. You don't want it to start with the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ensure that you perform your salah. Oftentimes we are busy with everything else and we forget. Asr time comes and Asr time goes, and now it is Maghrib. Especially today, because it is a Friday, start your marriage with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't forget your salah. Don't leave your salah. And in addition to that, ensure that you remember to recite your Ayatul Kursi as a protection. Today is the day where people's eyes are on you. You are the focus. So recite your Ayatul Kursi at the bare minimum. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the protector. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and grant us the ability to practice upon what has been said.